spiritual healing is a common occurrence.
Yeah, sure, I can hear you say. Sure, spiritual healing is a common occurrence.
Yeah, but it is. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. It is. I've just prepared a couple paragraphs that I'm going to put into the Art and Science of Wholeness under spiritual healing, and I'll give you a preview of it here. Spiritual healing is a common occurrence. Spiritual healing is a common occurrence. It takes place more often than we are ever aware it is happening. Mankind eagerly walks its spiritual path. Some do it with their personal divine guide, the white light of love within themselves. Others choose leaders and teachers to guide them along this very special path. Just as each of mankind does not share with his family, his neighbors, his world, what he does in his meditation time, in his introspection time, listening to the divine within, so we are not privileged to know the majority of mankind who are powerfully gliding along their divine way. In the same light, we do not search out others to see if they are illumined. We do look at ourselves, however. The more illumined we are, the more illumined beings there are in our world. Often we question the missing persons report, and we wonder where these people have gone. They seem to have just dropped off the edge of the world. Quite likely, they have enjoyed a spiritual healing which has freed them to go on with their eternal life experience. Also, spiritual healings are taking place an infinite number of times every day, and we never know about it. When mankind individually arrives at the state of consciousness of oneness with me indwelling, whatever was his healing need is released, and only purity remains. In this light, he no longer remembers the healing need. His family no longer remembers his healing need. His medical and practitioner workers have no recollection of a healing need at all, and all records and official remembrances of a healing need are obliterated from history. A true spiritual healing, never more remembered, a giant step on the spiritual path, not even recognized by the individual experiencing the wholeness. Now, how about that? We think that healing should be sort of like taking a pill or having an operation where the cancer is cut out or something like that. And that to us is healing. That to us is medical activity, and that it truly is. But healing is something that goes far beyond that. Healing is when you return to your original purity and integrity, when you leave the past behind, when you leave the illness behind, when you leave everything behind, all remembrances of it, and you move forward. Now, why do we have illnesses? We have illnesses because we have areas of our life that we have not been a master of. We've not been in charge of them. And when we're not in charge of these areas, then they compound themselves as illnesses. And we may have a change of heart, a change of attitude, and when we do, click, the illness is gone. And then the old attitude comes back again, or a new one of a similar ilk, and poof, there it is again. Within our body are all the disease germs that exist, are all the health germs that exist too, and all of the whatevers. But only when we have our attitude harmonious with these germs do they have the opportunity to come out and make themselves known. Now, in spiritual healing, the real spiritual healing that we're talking about, when people are able to totally release the past, totally release all remembrances of the experience that they had, whether it was a broken leg or cold or cancer, or who knows what, when they can completely release it, it's like being conked on the head and coming up, you know, with amnesia and not remembering the past. Now, how in the world can you not remember the past? It was just there a second ago, you know, but your brain was juggled to not remember it. Now, maybe we can find out how to juggle our brain without bumping ourselves on the head with a hammer, you know, to not remember it anymore. A lot of people have mental problems, and they are in mental wards, and what they're doing is banging their head against the wall, trying to knock the bad thoughts out of their head that made them feel insecure and made them feel totally improper for themselves. And, you know, there's a lot of truth in that. Because what you're trying to do, you're trying to rearrange those gray corpuscles up there to get the brain in order. Now, we know that just a tincture of this or just a teeny little bit of that chemical will change your body constitution tremendously. It will cause you to be harmonious and cause you to be inharmonious. I was talking to a mental patient yesterday, and they were saying that they were going through some trying times, and they asked their doctor if they could have some medicine that might help them. And the doctor says, well, you don't want this and this and this. All the side effects are terrible, and you just want something to get you over this trying period where you're having some confusion in your life. And he says, so let's just give you a little bit of this, and this will help you be a little more relaxed. And so they gave her the medicine, and it was just fine. She could do everything that she had been doing harmoniously, and she also was able to be relaxed about what the problems were that she was facing. Now, those are things we know. They're medicines that we know. They're pills that we know that do things. And sometimes we don't know the side effects, and sometimes we do. But what they do is to take away the urgency for being worried, you know, for being upset, for being tense. And if medicine can take away the feeling, the need to be tense about something, why couldn't it take away the feeling about your disease, your illness, or whatever you may have, you know? Why couldn't it just remove that from you so that you're not concerned about that and you can live more harmoniously, not being concerned about that sort of a situation? Now, what can you do about something like that? Are there those pills? Well, yes, there are. We have them in our pharmacy right here at God Unlimited. And the pills are called attitude. They're called getting your house in order, getting your attitude in order, getting your thoughts in order about yourself so that you like yourself and so that you like your world. But that's so easy. Yeah, sure, it's easy. Go ahead, try it. Start when you're not liking yourself, start telling yourself you like yourself and just see what is going to happen there and see what's going to take place. And when you find out, you'll be very surprised that if you are able to take that pill, and which is the pill of liking yourself and putting a new cause in motion, if you're able to take that pill and really let it do its work, all of a sudden you won't be shook up about things. You won't be concerned about things. Because one of the things we're very insistent on here on campus is that you mind your own business. Because when you don't mind your own business, you're getting yourself all shook up over something that really is of no consequence to you. Nothing you can do about it anyhow. So rather than getting your nose in somebody else's business and being all shook up about it, keep your nose out. Keep yourself peaceful with yourself and keep yourself harmonious with who you really are. And just let go. And when you let go, everything falls into place. And you're no longer concerned about these things. You're no longer worried about them. Now, if it's that easy there, what about the past where you had some tragedies take place in your life and you have some bad memories and they want to come and beat you up? Let them do that, because they deserve it. They are doing a real hard job at doing this. But if you don't want it, then the minute a thought comes in your mind that is an unhappy thought, you immediately replace it with a happy thought. The minute the thought comes in your mind about the boogeyman or somebody who's been unkind to you or someone who's abused you in any way, immediately put a new thought in motion, a new thought of positive thinking, positive living, positive attitude, and the old thought cannot continue. It may struggle on. You may not be able to do it in one or two sittings, you know, but just keep doing it, and pretty soon you'll find that they won't disturb you at all. They say people who can sleep through the night or people who are relaxed and peace with themselves sleep very well, and they don't have things bothering them. Well, I say all that is inconsequential. What is important is for each of us to say, before we go to sleep, I am peace. And when we say, I am peace, whatever wanted to come and disturb us cannot get in, because we have put the secret ingredient in there. I am peace. I am undisturbed. I am untouched. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And when anything comes to our mind, I'm peace. Don't bug me. Get off my back. I'm peace. And when you're doing these things, a lot of these things come into your attention, and you just have to say to yourself, I am peace. And when you are peace, then you have had a spiritual healing. When you are relaxed, you've had a spiritual healing. When you are on top of yourself, everything falls into place, and you'll realize for yourself that a spiritual healing is a very common occurrence, one that you have had more often than you realize, and one that you will have more often as you practice being at peace and being in love with yourself and say, I like me, I am peace. Join us again and hear this beautiful instant inspiration and thought for today here on station, what do we call this station? Station University of Healing in Campo, California. And thank you so much for joining with us today. I love you.